The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
KNUS Denver, the voice of the people. News Talk 710. He's had all he can stands, and he can't stands no more. Peter Boyles on News Talk 710, KNUS.
8 a.m. on a Thursday morning with a beautiful day headed our way. 710 KNUS, the voice of the people. Thursday weather, 73 the high. Will be a motorcycle day, 82 tomorrow. In the weekend, 71 on Saturday, maybe some rain. Only 56 on Sunday morning. The lines have been red hot about what happened yesterday in the Colorado House. In the meantime, every time I get an opportunity to say yes, I say yes to David Horowitz. He'll be with us one segment. We go back to open lines. I am a fan. I have read David Horowitz from back in the 60s when I began reading David Horowitz. And now here we are, 2021, and I'm reading David Horowitz. Good morning, sir. Welcome back to the radio show, and thanks for doing
it. Good morning.
Yeah.
Having me.
You know, I was...
looks like Colorado was finally realizing that summer's was. You had so much snow.
I was telling my kids, you know, you were on the show today, and we had all these other crazy things happening, but I started reading you, I think, and I was going to double check, in Ramparts Magazine. Is that, do you think that's the first time I ever read you?
Yeah, before that, I wrote for, actually, it was probably the first leftist publication in the 60s. It was called Root and Branch, and there were only two issues, and it was really local Berkeley.
I never read that. I did read Scanlon's, and now you laugh. You're the only guy in the world I could say Scanlon's to, and you'd laugh.
Yeah.
Talk about, could you mind doing this for 2 seconds? Talk about Ramparts.
Go ahead.
About Ramparts and what happened in Scanlon's. I actually, somewhere in the archives, have this suppressed edition of Scanlon's magazine. David, take 2 seconds and talk about those mags.
So, publishing genius behind Ramparts. But what Warren had a mentality of every time we, our economic guys would say we're going bankrupt, he would increase the number of magazines we put out and hold big parties at hotels for donors and try to snooker them into thinking we were being hugely successful. And he finally left the magazine to form what he called Scanlon's. It's probably a bar, Scanlon. But anyway, that didn't last very long.
Yeah. No, those.
He was a character, Warren.
Yeah, I mean, I'm drawn into reading that because everything that they said is now true. And the reason I set that up is everything that they wished for, I see happening. David, do you think that's true?
Well, although if you had interviewed me in the 60s, I would have said I was a Marxist revolutionary.
I know.
I never threw a rock, and I was kind of idealistic. The Tom Haydens were the cynical ones. He once said to me, "David, we have to." I got worried because there was a confrontation and the cops were throwing tear gas, and somebody eventually did get killed. And Hayden tried to calm me and said, "David, we have to create situations in which middle-class kids get their heads cracked and become radicals." Yeah. And that horrified me. So I really wasn't in place there. But, yeah, people like Hayden, they were always saying, the worse the better. We want fascism because that'll make it easier to have a revolution.
Sure, sure.
And that's why they destroyed Hubert Humphrey. And this book I've written, The Enemy Within, How a Totalitarian Movement is Destroying Americans, really is a reflection of this phenomenon where Hayden led this riot at the 68 Democrat convention to destroy Hubert Humphrey. Because even though Humphrey was a down-the-line liberal, 95% liberal ratings, he was an anti-communist. And that was an unforgivable sin, because the left wanted the communists to win the Cold War. And what they did then was they marched into the Democrat Party under George McGovern's, you know, with George McGovern's campaign. They set up these radical caucuses in the House, the Black Caucus, the Progressive Caucus. And over the next 50 years, they took over the Democrat Party, which is now a hate America party. That's what my book documents, The Enemy Within. It's a racist party. It hates America. It sees us as a slaveocracy. America was actually a gift to black people, as to all of us. For the first time in 3,000 years, a proclamation was set out in our Declaration of Independence that all men are created equal and have a God-given right to liberty. And then we gave 350,000, mainly Christian, mainly white lives, sacrificed to free the slaves. And while the South remained a reactionary center, a segregationist and so forth, the civil rights movement was triumphant. And the last 50 years have seen the greatest social revolution in the history of the world. Black people in America have more rights, more privileges. It's like a sick joke saying that they're marginalized and oppressed. They're the center of national attention. Through sports and entertainment, they're the heroes and icons of our children. Blacks in America are better off, have more privilege, more rights, more opportunities than blacks anywhere in the world, including all of black Africa and the black West Indies. That's the reality. And the Democrat Party, we have a president who's on the first day practically said, America, systemic racism touches every aspect of American life. Is a monstrous lie worthy of the Iranian, the Hitlerites in Tehran, or Xi Jinping, or Putin. They are worst enemies. That's their propaganda, that we're systemically racist. But it's just a lie, because the Civil Rights Act of 1964 outlaws systemic racism in so many words. If there were, for example, if police departments were systemically racist, there are 18,000 of them, there would be a tsunami of lawsuits and billions of dollars in settlements. But there are no such lawsuits because they're not systemically racist. Also, a lot of them would have to fire their black police chiefs. We're living in a surreal nightmare, where the Democrat Party, it lies, and I'm talking about, there are Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema seem to be the only dissenters. There's got to be more people in legislators of independent mind, but you don't really see them standing up.
No.
It is terrible.
I'm going to ask you, David Horowitz is with us, the new book, The Enemy Within. I was telling my children, I've been affected by David Horowitz for, this is hard to believe, I think for 50 years, 50 or 60 years. I first started reading Ramparts and Scanlan's, and David was prominent, and he's what's called, they called men or kids like him back then red diaper babies. His folks were...
They
were seen
well.
Who was running the CP USA when you were a kid? Was it Browder was running the CP? Or
Lindsey Foster.
Wow.
You know, they claimed to be Jefferson. They lied.
Oh. Yeah.
Jeffersonian Democrats, and they wanted a Soviet America.
Well, they, yeah.
You know, an America where there was social justice and...
Many of them were Stalinists.
Their song hasn't changed, but their words changed. But but they're actually saying the left really hasn't changed. They haven't got a clue how to fix anything. Black Lives Matter isn't even about Black Lives. It's about a Marxist agenda to destroy our police forces. And the Democrat Party is interested in creating a national police force, which would be like a Gestapo. Would mean the party in power would control the police. And then what would they do? Well, they would maybe raid the home of
We're going in and out of a bad connection.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. No, it could be on our
end, too. I walked around, actually.
You're like me. No, we're on a bad connect. You said 68, and as a reader, you know, you see that as a make-break. That was one of the moments that is make-break. And I agree with you about Tom Hayden. I had a terrible experience with Tom Hayden.
Nasty to his idiot wife, Jane Fonda.
Oh, yeah, I got you. Yeah, I mean, without her money, he was never going to be Tom Hayden. But
yeah.
So let me come to this. And we're going to do one segment because we have this other story right now.
Okay.
How do David Horowitz is here. How do we collectively, the Republican Party, let's just take Colorado where you now live. How does the Republican Party get this thing back on track and make a move or to do the right things in the given time period we have ahead to at least get back in the game?
Well, there's two things. One is you have to use proper language. Republicans are too polite, and they don't seem to want to embarrass their enemies. So you have Nancy Pelosi saying Republicans are enemies of the state. They're armed insurrectionists. They're white supremacists. In a sense, they're traitors. And you have Kevin McCarthy calling them liberals and saying they're just playing politics. They're not playing. They're trying to kill you. If you get tarred as a white supremacist or a racist, you're toast in America, because America is such an anti-racist country, except for leftists who are stone-cold racist. Amazing to me how they get away with all these slanders against white people. They even called the protesters in the Capitol white supremacists, of course with no evidence, but then they did that to Donald Trump and still do it. But the main thing is grassroots organizing. Trump has left a great gift in having created the first conservative mass movement in the history of the country. When I came out of the left, the first thing I said is, where's the ground army? The left has all these organizations that harass and threaten and extort politicians and corporations. Sharpton and Jesse Jackson were masters of this. Mm-hmm. Give us $10 million or we'll call your company racist and boycott you. And they got away with it. But there was nothing on the conservative side. There was no mass movement. Now there is one. Now people can get active and do something. You can't depend on politicians unless you have to create it at the grassroots level, the power. And they, you know, they just won in Texas. They elected a school board one part of Texas that of all anti-critical race theorists. Mm-hmm. Critical race theory is crackpot racism. White people bad, black people good. Ridiculous.
David Horowitz is here. The Enemy Within's a new book, A Totalitarian Movement Destroying the Country. I've given up hope in the Colorado Republican Party, although recently they've had a sea change. There's now two young women running the party. And most Coloradans, because now David lives here, the unaffiliated voter is the person you win. And we have an incident right now here in Colorado where this representative from Akron, Colorado, does something really stupid yesterday in the House. And you're right. I mean, the jackets are beginning to put on him. I think he's dead man walking, but we'll see what happens. How does the party win a working man and woman here in the state and bring them back into being? Reagan did it. I'm a huge Reagan fan.
I think Trump has shown how it's done.
Well,
you know, Cory Gardner is a very smart man, and he knows what he's talking about. But you know, he backed away from Trump in the election.
Sure, he did.
Trump got 10 million more votes, even in the rigged reports, than he got the previous time.
Yep.
Gardner should have wrapped himself around
but
Trump.
They were afraid of him. I
understand the problem, yes. No.
I mean, when he came...
This is the problem with Republicans. We need fighters.
Trump
has provided a model. Look at what he did. Look at what he accomplished. It's amazing.
Mm. Donald Trump went to the Air Force Academy. Not one state of Colorado Republican person maybe some candidates did, but not one elected official had their picture taken with Donald Trump in Colorado Springs. Does that shock you?
Well, that's why the Democrats are the same.
Yeah, but they also won. Donald Trump was defeated here in Colorado. So there's a.
Yeah, well, if you don't campaign, you know, look, he's the most vilified human being in all history. Mm. So if you don't counter their vilification, he's going to be taken down. But if you fight, you can win. Why aren't the Republicans talking about the Democrats being racist, controlling all of our major inner cities?
Well, I think
being responsible for every injustice to minorities in inner cities, the rotten schools, the off-the-charts crime rates, and so forth.
Well,
you have to go on the attack.
The media state, I've just come across this term a couple of weeks ago, and it really makes sense. The media state runs so much more than we think. Big tech runs so much more than we think. This is, and the Colorado Republican Party lost its footing years ago. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, but think of that last election. As I say, Trump did something no other president in the history of the country has increased his votes in a bid for a second term. And he did that against the most fraudulent attacks by big tech. Zuckerberg using $400 million to rig the elections. If the Republican Party as a whole had been willing to fight, maybe he could have even won that one. Why did the Republican Party let the Democrats do all these unconstitutional things?
And your answer?
Loosen the restrictions on voting, voter ID, and everything.
Yeah.
What's the matter with Republicans?
Well, but that's my problem. I mean,
we got to change that, Peter.
Well, but how do you, David?
This is the way to change it. I write the book.
I agree.
This is the show, and people hopefully will respond before it's too late. Then Joe Biden he's let 100,000 coronavirus carriers are coming into the country this year. 10% of the million they expect will probably be more. And, of course, they blame Trump. But these are terrible people running the country, awful people, child abusers on an epic scale. These teacher unions, these left-wing teacher unions are enemies of the children. Look at they sat out a whole year, got paid. There would be no risk to themselves, according to the CDC, going to the classroom. There are all these healthcare workers who are taking the risks, and the teachers just said, "Screw the kids." There's so much to work with if you're fighting.
Who is the? Because even now, I mean, I like I said, we're both old men. I grew old with reading you. We grew old together. I'm at this really make break point that if what did Ronald Reagan say? If not us, then who? And if not now, then when? Except I don't see it. And we're going to get back in open lines about something that happened here on the floor of the House yesterday when some guy says something stupid. And my question is, what's going to happen to him? And I think the guy's as good as gone. But we live in this media charge, and political correctness is social Marxism. I'm sure, I hope you agree with that, but it's social Marxism.
Yeah, it's in my book.
Yeah.
It's cultural Marxism.
Okay, I didn't know that.
It's the party line.
Yeah, no, it is.
You know where it comes from, political correctness?
Trotsky said about being politically correct in the thoughts of Lenin. And Mao, you had to be politically, that was the little red book, right? You had to be politically correct in the thoughts of the great helmsman. But it's Lin Piao.
Look, things change. They change under the surface and then they explode.
No, I agree.
You don't see it coming.
Nope, I agree. Do this. Yeah. We need to put you on the show like every couple of weeks. We don't get enough of you.
I haven't left the state. I did take one trip.
Yeah, I was telling my kids, I said, Horowitz is on the show. I said, I grew old with this guy. And I didn't know that you hadn't written for Scanlon's. I know you wrote for, wasn't Ramparts once a Catholic?
No, I took over Ramparts when Warren left.
Wasn't that a Catholic magazine at one time?
Ramparts started off as an ecumenical Catholic
that was
magazine.
It. Yeah, that was it, yeah.
The publisher was Keating. And I think the first cover had a menorah on it.
Yeah, no, I know.
And it was very ecumenical, but then the political sphere and took it over.
Where were the headquarters? Where were the headquarters of Ramparts?
We were in San Francisco.
Okay. Wow. What was the first year that you ran Ramparts? What was the first year?
I think, me personally, it was 69.
Okay, that's when I started reading it. So, and I before that, and there was so much going on. I mean, and you know what? I asked my last question. You take 69, 70, 68, 70, 71. This is infinitely more nuts than that time period could ever be.
Oh, and this is so much worse than the 60s.
I agree.
There were a lot of bombings in the 60s.
Oh, man.
Let's not forget.
I know.
But this what happened this summer is unprecedented. And it's just a catastrophe.
I agree.
And they got away with it because the Democrat Party was supporting them.
And
that should turn every American who cares about the safety of their children, let alone the well-being of their country in the civic order, and the lives of minorities in the inner city are the people worst hit by these Black Lives Matter fascists.
Were you in Chicago in 68? Were you there?
No, I ordered. I was. What was my position? We decided not to go because we knew Hayden was planning a riot.
Yeah, he was. They did.
People were going to get hurt.
Yeah. No, Hayden's a bad guy. He's a bad guy.
That was a big deviation on our part.
David, take care of yourself. You're needed. The new book is out, Enemy Within. You'll be back on the show before the end of the month. You take care of yourself.
All right,
thank you for everything.
Thank you.
All right, you too. There's a guy. Red diaper baby and Ramparts, I remember reading Ramparts. Relaxed and at ease, Twin Aspen Dental Center's sedation dentistry. So whether you need a routine cleaning, same-day crown, or a one-day dental makeover, Brian Richter and that team, and I went through it. I had my teeth cleaned, and it was the only thing I had to get a deep cleaning because Schmodo, I put it off. Don't let old-school fears keep you from the beautiful smile and the healthy mouth. It's a key, man. You got to be relaxed and comfortable and a deep cleaning and Shiloh came and did my teeth. I went back and cleaned and went back and got cleaned. And each time Dr. Richter comes in, I never everything that keeps everybody nuts, elections and pandemics and news cycles, kept me distanced. Life happens. Do it, please. Make an appointment. These are their best guys. 303-841-7466. 303-841-7466. Schedule whatever it is that you need. I mean, do it now. TwinAspenDentalCenter.com, standalone, high-tech, 303-841-7466. Here's what we're going to do. We'll talk about Casper Stockholm's coming back up with us tomorrow. Chuck Bonawell, Randy Corcoran, and Professor Eastman. That's a trifecta. 73, hang on.
Q.
Hugh Hewitt, Charlie Kirk, and Dennis Prager. Coming up after Peter Boyles on News Talk 710 KNUS.
All right, 29 after the hour of 8. Beautiful day headed our way. Stepping at 3 o'clock, and it's going to be picking up the same story. Good morning, everyone. Let us begin at the beginning, then Casper will join us. Yesterday afternoon, I came home from the gym, and my phone blew up. Everybody's talking about what happened in the House yesterday. And Colorado State Representative Richard, and it's pronounced Holtorf, T-O-R-F. And it speaks for itself. I think he's pretty much talking about guns here, and then it flips. And GMO, if you would.
In many ROE rules, you're not allowed to fire until fired upon. Because that is when your safety, that is when your life is threatened. I'm getting there. Don't worry, Buckwheat. I'm getting there.
Sorry.
What I'd like to say, that's an endearing term, by the way.
Representative Holtorf, we must maintain order in here and not refer to any individuals other than in any inappropriate manner. So please do not do that any further.
Mr. Sullivan.
Mr. Holtorf.
Why are you yelling at me? Why are you yelling at me?
Then they cut off the feed. Do with this as you may. What must be done? Casper will join us. The groundbreaking advanced FUE treatment from Advanced Hair Restoration. You have a receding hairline, a bald spot, and hitting. I got all of them. There's not enough. Boom, I got the trifecta, but I'm an old man. I met with the surgeon, Dr. Tanya Pauls, and the team, and Farah, and everybody. The state of technology is the best. What I would urge you to do, especially if you're a young guy, man, young men and women, take a look at their website, advancedhair.com. ADVANCED, advancedhair.com. Look at all the before and after pictures, and then make yourself a very private, confidential, very clinical appointment. 720-459-HAIR, 720-459-HAIR. And celebrate Advanced Hair's grand opening. They have great finance deals. They have all kinds of great deals on free on hair grafts. But start here, advancedhair.com, advancedhair.com. Just look. It takes one day. It's pain-free, and your new hair starts growing exactly this very, 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 very next day. The guarantee is 100%. 720-459-HAIR, 720-459-HAIR, advancedhair.com. All right, Casper's back, longtime Republican activist, has run for office, and no one better to talk about what it will be done. You were with us, and we ran out of time, and you said what the Republican Party will do and maybe should do. Again, your turn.
That was definitely not a term of endearment. So he was way out of line by saying that. It is a defensive term and things like that. But, you know, you're concerned about the unaffiliated voter, which is correct. You know, I mean, really we have to win them over. But when I was running for office, I was Uber and Lyft, and I talked to over 8,000 people on pretty meaningful conversations to and from the airport. And they didn't not like the Republican Party because of what they were doing. They didn't like the Republican Party because of what they were not doing. And that's what I was saying earlier, that Trump was able to capture a lot of those voters because of his standing up and fighting. So Republican Party has an opportunity here, and I don't think they're going to take advantage of it, but they definitely have an opportunity to be the adults in the room and say, you know what, the comment was totally out of line. He needs to apologize, and we need to reprimand him or whatever the term is, but then they need to move on. And the Democrats are not going to move on.
No, neither will the state
media.
They're
going to do what they do.
Neither will the state media.
That's okay.
So, no, it isn't okay. I mean, I've
yeah,
been here,
it is.
No, it isn't. Look, you're trying to win this fight, aren't you?
No, sir.
I mean, look, you're the Republican Party in Colorado. I got Chuck and Randy tomorrow, and we're going to try and get some of the women on.
Yeah.
Would you agree with me that this is a pickle, as they say in baseball.
No,
they're stuck.
It's an opportunity, not a pickle.
All right.
It's an opportunity to stand up, and you know I lost my train of thought. I was trying to. Anyway,
If they don't,
get rid of this guy, right. Pete, there's going to be another guy and another lady and another person. Like there's always going to be somebody.
Listen to me. Well, you don't think there's another Republican in Akron?
Oh no, of course. There's tons of them. Right, it's not about Akron. It's about the state. Well,
but see, he's a representative from Akron.
Okay, great.
And what do you think that his constituents are doing or not doing? And what do you think the state leadership? And don't you believe this? The Democrats, I'm sure, started meeting yesterday afternoon on how they're going to treat this guy, how they get the most attention. Channel 9's on alert. Post is on alert. Everybody's on alert.
Yeah.
And this is a national story right now.
Great.
Now, you want to win a pending election. Do you want this guy to be stuck out in front and say, here he is. This is the poster boy for the Colorado Republican Party, which you know and I know will be done.
Absolutely. So, again, how you respond to that is the adult in the room to say, we have already sanctioned him or whatever the term is for what he said because it was a stupid statement.
Well,
so people make stupid statements all the time.
Yes, they do.
And if you get rid of this guy, okay, there's going to be – and that's what
Come on.
This is their M.O., okay? So we need to do what they do. You know, the governor in Georgia was wearing a KKK outfit in blackface.
Doesn't matter because he's a Democrat.
Governor of Georgia.
He's a Democrat.
Okay, well, great.
No, I'm not saying about
okay,
the – listen,
gonna,
listen do you, here's
them.
One. All right, here's one. If you ran the zoo, what would you do?
If I ran the zoo, I tell you exactly what I would do is I would write a written letter saying that you must apologize and we do not agree with your statement and this other statement that he's made or whatever.
Yes, yes.
Statements are. And then I said, you're not going to resign, but you need to apologize.
Well, see. In my life, I'm one of those guys, let's get our hands up, let's see what happens next. But this is a precarious moment for the GOP. They have new leadership. They're trying to right a ship. You and I have been over this millions of times. The biggest group is unaffiliated. And if you got this guy, and when I tell you this, all right, you're running for governor. Here comes Kyle Clark, and he goes, well, do you agree or disagree?
I disagree.
With the representative from Akron. What would you say?
I disagree with the representative from Akron. I disagree with a lot of people. I disagree with you from time to time. But,
hard to believe.
You know, it's like, yeah.
They're damned if they do and damned if they don't. And like I
don't
said,
think so.
Oh, I do.
I think they're going to turn their backs on them and do like you said. Of course they're going to do that, but that's not what they should do.
Well, shoulda, coulda, woulda. You all right besides all that? You doing all right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm doing great. Work in my organization, America First Republicans. We're training up grassroots candidates to run for office, so things are going well.
Yeah, and they're going to weaponize this, and these women who
but
now
they weaponize everything.
I understand that, but why hand them the knife?
Instead of handing the knife, we get rid of, we cut that part of our body off, and then pretty soon, we don't have any body parts left.
Well, but if you say it's okay, and again, this is one guy, one moment in a very precarious time. And like as I said, if you defend him, you too become a racist. If you get rid of him, you're a coward and you ran.
Exactly. Exactly. So what do you do?
I don't know. If you ask me,
I do.
If you ask me, I'd have what used to be called the come to Jesus. And I'd say, look, lots in play here. Let's find a replacement. And the beat goes on. But if you say...
They want all of us replaced, Peter. They want
listen,
me replaced.
Hey,
they want every Republican replaced.
Come in here tomorrow and read email.
they want you replaced.
Oh, you think?
Okay. So, I'm not going to give them what they want. I'm going to give them what they need. What they need is
Casper,
is an adult to stand up in the room.
You're trying to win the middle. This isn't... I mean, again... I'm not a counter runner. Take the shot.
I've talked to the middle, 8,000 of them, and I'm telling you,
right.
I'm on the ground. I'm not in the ivory tower somewhere.
I understand.
I'm on the ground talking to people every day.
Let's see what happens.
And I know what the unaffiliated middle wants.
And
they want fighters.
Well, let's see what happens, because they sure didn't want fighters the last time with Cory Gardner. They sure didn't want that fighter.
He wasn't a fighter.
Well, bingo, wingo, smango, dango. God, I love you. Quit it. I'm getting texts from Corcoran. Go deal with him. I love you. Your family's good? Everybody's good?
Yeah. Yeah, everybody's good.
You got good reports from the convention. Chuck gave you and Randy said you did great. So there it is.
Yeah, we did pretty good. Didn't win, but we held our own. I came in third, you know.
That's what I heard. Yeah, get them next year. Yeah. We'll get them next year. All right, goodbye. Thank you. All right, warm weather. I mean, I'm serious. What do you think's going to happen to this guy? Dead man walking. That's what it is. They got to. And if you rally and say, no, we're going to defend this guy, that would be music to the Democratic Party's ears. You go tell these people, Leslie Herod and Jared Polis and the rest of these guys who are running the Democratic Party, just say, hey, the word just came down. They're keeping them. Thank you.
Text the studio directly on the 710 KNUS app. Get it free at the App Store or Google Play.
13 before the hour of 9 o'clock, Stefan, this afternoon. It'll pick up again. 73 today, 82 Friday. Tomorrow, Chuck Bonnewell and Randy Corcoran and Professor Eastman. We'll see what the morning brings about people continuing to talk about this. When we look at the rest of 2021, most market experts think it's unlikely mortgage rates will stay the same in the twos. That means if you want to purchase a new home or refi your mortgage, now may be the best time to get that lower payment. Look, you're working with our friends at American Financing. They did the job for me. Mortgage consultants are going to create a custom home loan for you. Whatever the number is, they'll drop it down. That's enormous savings every month. And then they decrease the time that you owe. And that is, again, another winner. So you save up to $1,000 a month without starting your term over. They can do any loan term 10 years and higher. You shouldn't be paying interest on years you don't need. They really are the good guys. Please call American Financing, 303-695-7000, 303-695-7000, 303-695-7000, online, AmericanFinancing.net, NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate. We go to Don. You're on the radio show. Good morning.
Yeah, I'm going to side with Casper, but I feel you, you know. I mean, but the thing of it is, it's going to just set back the Republicans, and they're just going to keep playing defense, and they need to play offense. Otherwise, they're not going to win anything, you know. And the sad thing is that the term buckwheat, I mean, he could have been referring to Little Rascals, our gang, and you know what? I don't know what it was like in the Times or anything, but at least in that animated short, you saw some cultural diversity, even if the Democrats
Look, you go all over the internet and you see. Like I said, I didn't say it to Casper, but because I know what Casper does for a living. So he's making a pickup and somebody comes out and says, hey, Buckwheat, how you doing?
And that is stupid. I mean, I'm not disagreeing with you there. But I mean, you know, but like I said, on the flip side, you know, the Democrats will use anything to cover up their own past sins.
But
you know?
Why give them the rope?
Well, you know what? You never know. I could say something that was inappropriate that wasn't.
But you're not okay back
in the day.
You're not running. You're not running for office, Don. You're not running for office.
You're right.
You know, I don't care what. I get so much of that. You're not running for office. You're not a voice in the Colorado GOP. You're some dope that sends something to a radio station, or some dope that says something on the air. Me.
That's right.
Or me. But I'm not running for office. I'm not part of a party. Thankfully. I'm finding myself being drawn back to the GOP simply because of these two young women and some of the things that I've been listening to. But I'm not a member of the Colorado Republican Party holding office.
Then you're just basically playing by the Democrats' rules.
No, you're
crucifying anybody who to crucify.
Why can't I get this through to you? We live in a media state.
So
you defend this guy. Knock yourself out. Defend him as a misunderstood guy from Akron.
He needs to repent, and he needs to be
You can't
put on a cross and crucified. That's what the Democrats want.
Well, I'll tell you what. You hide and watch. You tell me if this guy survives, which he very well may. Now, wait a minute. Finish. And then see what they do to this guy when the election cycle rolls around. You tell me.
I'm not disagreeing with you there. I mean, this is the mentality that we're in. I mean, politics is reality, the
remember
reality, and it's a sad.
Remember in pair. Casino, in Casino, when they're back, and he says, "I say, why take a chance?" Bang.
Yep, right? And so, that's just why I think the Democrats will ultimately win the end game and will become their slaves.
No, they don't have to be that. Look, I come back; it's a broken record. Cory Gardner. Cory Gardner should
invite.
My God, what am I talking to myself here? Cory Gardner, Walker Stapleton, the list goes on and on and on and on. None of them do. Now, you don't give these guys ammunition. I liked what Horowitz said, and I brought it up. Trump goes to Colorado Springs to the Air Force to give the diplomas. Not one elected official showed up.
Agreed.
So what are you going to do if you don't? If you stand there and say, we rally around the flag boys with the Akron representative, and we defend him. Now you all are. Now, whether you are all not or are, yes, you're going to live with it. Why give them this opportunity to do the right thing?
Well, the right thing is to say he's sorry, and, you know, and...
Yeah, right.
But like I said, they want more. They want him crucified.
He called it a term of endearment.
Yeah.
He said this is, oh, by the way, and you know at that moment... And I've watched it now too many times. He's double clutching. He knows what he's done is wrong. He knows it.
Yep.
Instead of stopping there after he said it and say, I am, guys, listen, I apologize. That was out of line. I'm sorry. We wouldn't be doing this right now.
Exactly.
But no, he has to be right. That need to be right. That's so stupid that many of these people carry with him. And he flips on her and says, oh, that's a term of endearment. I know it's not a term of endearment. You know it's not a term of endearment. And sure as hell, everybody in that room knew it wasn't a term of endearment. And Richard Holtroff knew it wasn't one either.
Yeah, like I said, I'm with you. He screwed up, but, you know.
It isn't screwing up. It isn't. Look, you know, you've been diagnosed. Now, get rid of it. There's
yep.
like you're not going to find another Republican from Akron to come in and take his job.
Well, there's plenty of Republicans like
one, or, one or two, one or two. All right, man.
Have a good one.
All right. I don't know what to say to you. You know, this isn't one of those moments. Well, we'll see what happens. Stefan will be red hot this afternoon. What do you think they're going to do? This is a make break for the Democrats, and it certainly is a make break for the Republicans. You have served it up. And I know you guys want to defend this and say it's perfectly fine. I want this state to be good for my family and my grandson, and I need the Republican Party to renew itself and come back like the Phoenix Bird. And frankly, this guy ain't the answer to a question that really shouldn't even be asked. Take care of yourselves tomorrow. Randy and Chuck comes back in, and then the man will come back, Professor Eastman. We'll see what happens between now and then. What the man say? They're telling you something. Listen to them. 73 the high today, tomorrow 82. Thanks, GMO. Billy's off. See you back tomorrow morning at 5.